Scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Amen.
Our Mamin members are provided word of life without ceasing. And we are given a great environment and condition to pray. Well, even though it is hot outside, we have cool inside, you know, air inside the sanctuary. So your faith is increasing. Many people stand on the rock and come into spirit and become spiritual warriors. Those who don't stand on the rock or who haven't come into spirit or who are stagnating due to deficiencies and shortages, you don't need to worry because our shepherd delivered the message titled Self-Discovery. I hope that, you know, you can check yourself again. Well, especially, this message is especially for myself. I have this many, you know, frameworks and self-righteousness. That's why I prepared this message. Even though you prayed for long and listened to the message, there is a limit and you don't grow up spiritually. You are stagnating spiritually. Well, there seems to be no problems. You know, the messages from the altar do not, you know, point your faults, but somehow it's blocked and you don't seem to bear fruit in the sight of God. So what is the reason then? Well, you can find many reasons according to the Word of God. But generally speaking, the reason is that you have your own theory, thoughts, and frameworks. So let me begin with knowledge, theory, and frameworks. I'm going to tell you about the definitions of these words. Inside our brain, we have a memory device, which is like a memory device of computer. What you hear, what you see, what you are taught, are input through feelings, and these are all called knowledge. So what does it mean? Say, you are on your way to your, you know, mother's town. You are in a train. You go to station. You got ticket. You got on board. You are so happy to see your parents. And then the train starts. Outside the window, there are mountains, trees, and fields. If it's by the sea, you can see beautiful waves. If it's autumn, you can find a golden field and farmers working. So you pass by many different cities, such as Cheonan, Daejeon, Gimcheon, and Busan. Well, you looked out the window. Even though people look out the window, people feel differently. Their feelings are different. Some people say, wow, it's a season of harvest. The field looks so good. Golden field. I used to work hard like that farmer. My parents are still working like that. Some other will say, the nature was so beautiful. Yesterday, I watch news, and on our shepherd's birthday, the micro dust was cleared up. And while watching news, you know, the micro dust was cleared up. And we had the beautiful in the sky, right? We could see the beautiful blue sky and white clouds. And it reminded me of our shepherd's birthday. And then it was a very touching moment to think about that. Well, some people say, I used to live in great pollution in Seoul, but now here the air is so clean, and there are very beautiful white clouds, beautiful day. Well, people put different feelings and meanings on their way home. Now, when they have this kind of feelings, you know, once they arrived, do you think they can remember what they saw outside the window? I believe they can. However, some people have different thoughts while looking out outside. Even though they are looking out window, they are thinking something different. They are thinking about the store. Those who are running a store, you know, don't find it easy to go home because, you know, they have to either close or leave the store to others' hands, right? Do they work hard? Aren't they lazy? Don't they have trouble with customers? Don't they take money from the money box? Then these people would not remember what they saw outside the window. Other people think about boasting himself. How can I show myself to my friends in hometown? I should look better, younger, and prettier than them. When they have this kind of thoughts, once they arrive home, they cannot remember what they saw outside the window. Even though they saw them, since they saw them without feeling, there was no input. So it cannot become knowledge. So even if you see, hear, and are taught, if it's not input through feelings, it cannot be stored as knowledge. So students should remember and utilize this idea. Depending on how you remember and memorize with what kind of feelings, you can make knowledge stay in your brain longer time. You know, if you are not good at memorizing, if you use your feelings, it will make it easier to memorize those words. And the memory will last long. And once you memorize them, if you repeat them twice and three times, then it will even last longer. While I was growing up, you know, our shepherd taught us to memorize one Bible verse a day. If we didn't, we had to skip a meal. If I recall correctly, nobody, you know, skipped a meal. That way, you know, we had to skip a meal if we couldn't memorize one Bible verse. And those Bible verses that I memorized, you know, still remain. They still remain. So try to recall those in the Bible verses that you remembered. Okay? So, when you input what you see, hear it, and are taught with feelings, then it will remain as, you know, knowledge, okay? Now, second, theory. Without knowledge, there is no theory. Based on your knowledge, through you pile up your experience and study, and there are logics involved. And when logics and knowledge Combined together, it can produce the theory. However, people have different, since people have different knowledges, different experiences, and different way of studying, so many people have different knowledges and different logics. So, theories are naturally different from each other. Some share, you know, quite the same theory, but most people have different, you know, theories. That's why, you know, they argue. Those who are born in Korea, you know, make noodles with flour, right? Or, you know, they make, you know, pancakes. But people from Western countries make different food. Depending on what kind of experience you got, depending on what kind of knowledge you got, you know, you come up with a theory. Say, you know, foreigners eat in the spaghetti, especially Italian people, right? When they see our Korean style noodle, you know, what would they think? Nowadays, you know, you enjoy spaghetti, but, you know, quite, you know, elderly people do not know about, you know, spaghetti. They cannot even imagine because they haven't experienced spaghetti before. So depending on your experience, you know, your theory can be different. And to make something, you need materials. In other words, you can create something from something. That's the theory, right? By theory, people cannot create something out of nothing. Say, your bone is broken. To make it healed, you have to put bandage on it and you have to fixate it, right? This is based on the word knowledge, and it's a theory, right? So once you're broken, once you have ruptured and broken, you know, you have a theory that to make it heal, you know, you have to apply, you know, you have to apply, you know, proper the medical treatment. So once your bone is broken, then you will say that, you know, you have to go to hospital and then get the medical, you know, treatment. That's the theory. And you introduce the theory, try to apply the theory to your friend who has a ruptured bone. Go to see a doctor in hospital and put a gips on it. That's the theory.
내 체험을 통해 완전히 지식으로 굳어져 다른 사람에게 전할 때 이것이 이론이 되고
And this becomes in a theory and you will apply that theory to other people.
우리가 세상의 이론과
However, the worldly theory, the theory of God, cannot go get along.
세상의 이론은 맞지 않습니다. 부러진 뼈를 잘 맞추어서 기부수
Let's say you know people say you know, they need you know cast. They need to cast the broken bones to make it healed. But we have different theory. When we receive prayer by faith, the bones are healed. The people need to have cast for many months, but once healed, right away, once you receive in a prayer by faith, even in a broken tendon, an Achilles, you know, got healed. Even bones grow up. That's the theory of Manmin. What about lost eye vision? By theory of flesh, you know, once eyesight is lost, it cannot be recovered. However, Manmin theory is completely different. Even the lost eye vision can be recovered. How are you so sure? By the power of God? Power manifested by our shepherd, even the lost eye vision can be recovered. That's our theory. So let me introduce a testimony as an example. In June 2015, my face was swollen and my ears were ringing, and I almost lost the ability to hear. My nose was swollen as well, causing much pain and difficulty in breathing. I was diagnosed with an otitis media, the nasal polyps, and a sinus infection. What was worse, the vision in my right eye diminished, and things looked so blurred through the eye. I was told that all these were all caused by high blood pressure and diabetes. I got surgery for otitis media and removal of nasal polyps, but I turned worse, and in April 2016, I was found to have class 2 disability. My right eye sight became worse, and I lost vision completely, so I couldn't even see light. I went to many hospitals, but they just told me that the only thing I could do for my ears was to use hearing aids, and there was no way to heal my blind eye. How could all these things happen to me? I was caught up in despair. I avoided others because I had difficulty in talking to others in person as well as on the phone. I felt so sad and depressed. I thought the only way to survive is this, to rely on God with faith. I began to listen to Shepherd's Dr. Gerald Lee's sermons with hearing aids. As I listened carefully, I came to faith that I would be healed of my eye and ear problems that couldn't be healed in the hospital. I ought to have relied on God from the beginning of my problem. I regretted and repented of my foolishness that I had tried worldly medicine. I started to attend Daniel prayer meeting every night and attended all kinds of services, including Wednesday services and Friday all-night services. Dr. Gerald Lee said in particular that God would heal eye-related problems in Mammin Summer Retreat 2016. I thought, I thought it was an opportunity for me to receive answers. On August 8th, the first day of the retreat, divine healing meeting was held. When the shepherd prayed for the sick, I felt clearing in my eyes. Back at home, I realized a miracle had taken place. Light came to my right eye. Hallelujah.
양쪽 귀 또한
I could also hear better and better in both ears, and finally, I came to hear what others said without hearing aids. My eye became better and better, so I was able to distinguish things I saw. Now I can listen to sermons and talk on the phone without hearing aids, and I also healed of diabetes. My blood sugar level is now normal. I realized I could see and hear well by the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
I give all thanks and glory to God who healed me and give thanks to Shepherd who prayed for me. And this kind of works take place to people in other countries through the handkerchief of the power of the shepherd. Here is a testimony of Brother Babu Kumar Das at the age of 25 in Delhi Mammin Church, India. When I was 8 years old, I was passing through my grandmother's cornfield. Then the sharp part of a leaf of the corn stuck me in my eye. I went to hospital with my parents in a hurry. My doctor said I should have surgery as soon as possible. The sharp part was taken out from my eye through the surgery, but things came to look blurred through the eye, and soon I became blind in the eye. I tried many things to recover my eyesight, but it was of no use. When I turned 12, I had a corneal transplant and had two more operations, but nothing worked. The doctor told me that there would be no more treatment available. My right eye was blinded and it started to appear strange. My friends teased me and made fun of my eye. So I was always in sorrow and cried. I was pessimistic and avoided others. I felt weary in heart thinking of the hopeless future. Meantime, my cousin gave me a CD, The Power of God, and said, I will be able to be healed by the prayer of a powerful pastor. The CD presented many people's testimonies. They had incurable diseases, but they were healed of their diseases after they received Dr. Gerald Lee's prayer. With a faint hope of healing, I started to attend Delhi Manmin Church from November 2014. When I received Dr. Lee's prayer after his sermon broadcast through GCN, the pain in my right eye subsided, and I came to see some stuff with colors through the eye. But it was temporary. At the time, I didn't live by the word of God and didn't know how to receive answers. Well, but for such a person like me, God let me experience the power of God, the Creator, even for a moment. Afterwards, I became assured of healing, and I began following the will of God. Through the sermons, I learned about, I learned about how to show my faith to be healed and receive the prayer for the sick that I had saved in my cell phone every morning and evening. I also offered up a meals fasting and a prayer for 40 days. I tried to live according to the word of God. In November 2015, Reverend Hee-sun Lee visited our church to lead the church's third anniversary service. After the message, she prayed with the handkerchief that Dr. Gerald Lee prayed on, and a miracle took place on me. The severe pain in my eye and headaches were gone. The tearing also stopped. Moreover, I came to see colors and light through the right eye. The eyesight got better and better, and I came to be able to recognize the image of things and read letters. How amazing. My pupil had become covered with something white, but it has been turning black again. I'm so happy. With my grateful heart for the grace of God, I'm volunteering in my church and trying to evangelize others. I give all thanks and glory to the living God. Hallelujah. All glory be to God. As you heard, the theory in the Lord does not comply with the theories of the world people. The lost eye vision, by the medical science, it cannot be recovered. That's what people say outside. However, the theory of the Lord, by the power of God, if you believe in God and live by it, you can receive healing, you can receive blessing, and even the lost eyesight can be recovered. That's our theory, and we experience that every day, how blessed we are. But if you talk this to worldly people, how they react? They say, nonsense. They say, we are insane. They say this and that. However, the fact is that in the Lord, it can be created from nothing, which is opposite to the theory of the worldly people. Father God created something from nothing, only with His Word. He created something from nothing. If you can believe in this, it is a fact that we can also create something from nothing. Worldly people have many different kinds of theories. Even though they share the same knowledge, depending on their experience and thoughts, their theories can differ from each other. So, regarding one phenomena, there are many related hypotheses or theories. The theory that was considered right is now considered wrong nowadays. We do not deny the world is round. However, even before 14th century, people said the earth is flat. When it was 14th or 15th century, people started to think about the globe can be round. And in the 16th century, Columbus proved that the earth is round. So depending on where you grow up and what kind of knowledge you earned, people share different theories. With different theories, they argue. So peace can be easily broken. Now, what about thought? It is to utilize knowledge of your own, which is in your memory device, through the work of soul. Well, let me take an example of salt. Let's say someone put a 1 spoon of salt into his mouth. Those who have knowledge about salt and experience will say, man, that's too salty. That's their thought, right? I believe you are the same. As I deliver this message, you know, I even try to give you an, you know, test. Let's say if I put a 1 spoonful of, you know, salt, you will say, man, that's too salty. And you will squint your eyes, right? That's natural because you experienced it tastes so salty. Through experience, it became knowledge. So when you see people eat the salt, you think it's salty. Another example, say a man and woman sitting on a bench. They have beautiful, they look lovely. They seem to very close to each other and they're having conversation. Those with bad, you know, knowledge or memory will easily judge what kind of relationship they have. What are they doing? They use different kinds of thoughts. Eventually, they judge and condemn. Say, you grow as you grow up, you know, between friends, between parents, you know, you saw them, you know, having beautiful conversation, healthy conversation. And when you see a man and woman sitting on a bench and having conversation, then you will just wonder what kind of beautiful conversation they may have. Right? That would be your thought. But those with the different experience and knowledge may come up with a different thought. If you know the truth, it's obvious that you will not make any judgment or condemnation. So if you have a good input, you think the good. If you have bad input, you will think, you know, negatively. Even though they have a beautiful, healthy conversation, you think, you know, they are in bad in the relationship. It become, you know, judgment. It become the basis of judgment and condemnation. So the theory and thoughts are based on your knowledge that piled up in your life. People have different knowledge, different feelings, different amount of experience, so their theories and thoughts are naturally different from each other. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Since they, you know, if you think about how you grew up, you know, as I remember, Mrs. Bonglin Lee liked, you know, fish. And, but senior pastor grew up in a land area, so he liked, you know, meat. I mean, in the fish from the sweet water. But, you know, Mrs. Bonglin Lee liked, you know, fish from, you know, seawater. So depending on where you grew up, you know, your knowledge and experience can be different. So when you use this kind of knowledge and theory, and then when you have a conversation with people who might show, you know, different knowledge and experience, there could be argument, naturally. Because your environment, your age are different, and knowledge is different. I'm not sure, but, you know, I've never thought that we were poor, but I used to eat, you know, seasoned radish. And later, the people said, you know, how can you eat rice with, you know, seasoned radish? But we used to eat that, so, you know, I'm good at, you know, eating rice with that. But some others, you know, think it's quite, you know, weird to eat rice with, you know, the radish, season the radish instead of in the kimchi. So people have different knowledges and have conversation. So obviously, you know, they argue. Later on, you know, strife. Or they become enemies later on, in the worst case. Now, let me talk about frameworks then. Now, you have theories. And based on your theory and knowledge and thought, you make up your own frame. That's frame, right? You like seawater fish. Others like, you know, sweetwater fish. Among these two people, if one says, you know, seawater fish is, you know, tastier than that one, if they argue like that, they cannot make peace. They have to respect each other because they have different, you know, favor. They have to respect their favor, their likeness. But if those two people stick to their own idea, then argument is inevitable because, you know, it becomes their frameworks. It can apply to everything in your life. You may have your own frameworks as you grew up based on your knowledge and theory and thought. So these knowledge and theory and thoughts, based on this, you create in a framework. Simply speaking, it can be, you know, it can be considered as a window frame or window. If there are dirts on the window, if you look outside through that window, the things outside can look different. Well, say there are yellow glass and a black glass, the outside will look different. I mean, if you have yellow sunglasses, you know, things seem appear to be, you know, yellowish. If you wear, you know, blue glasses, then things look, you know, bluish, right? So depending on what kind of frameworks you got, things may seem different. Many people, some say, I like this kind of man. They like a certain type of people. It can become framework too. Well, you can find someone that can fit into your frame. Then you tend to like that people who fit into your own frame. If people show something that is beyond that frame, you may say, I don't like that people. Even though people say, you know, he is quite odd, he is quite weird, or she is not beautiful, she is ugly. However, once the man or woman fits into your own frame, then you may find it, you may find them beautiful, and you may get married with them. People have their own frameworks. Short people tend to like tall people. If tall people like them, they got married. They were satisfied at the fact that, you know, the spouse is tall. Later on in their marriage life, troubles occur. Well, there was a lady whose father was drunkard. She found a man who was not drinking because she does not like, you know, drinking men. She decided not to marry a man who drinks. Now, this is now. Her husband is not good at making friends. So he is always, you know, lonely. So he cannot make, you know, proper, he cannot become a proper, you know, businessman because, you know, he was not drinking. Those who are poor want to find the rich man as their friend. You know, both men and women were poor, and they want to meet and a rich man as their spouse. So they were pretending as if they were rich. And they got married. Later on, they figured out they were poor. Sooner or later, they got divorced. I'm not talking about members in this family, in this church, okay? I'm talking about people in the outside this church. So people have different standards too, different frameworks. I don't like this kind of man. I like that kind of woman. Once people have frameworks, and they try to see people fit into that framework. Well, here is an example. The standard of beauty. Long time ago, you know, we used to consider a lady with no eyelids, small eyes, in the round shape, in the face, with the quite small, but in the roundish nose, and the red lips, and a very shallow in the waist, with a very healthy pelvis. What we consider in the past, you know, beauty. In other words, who is healthy and beautiful shape, consider the beautiful woman, because, you know, such ladies can deliver in the many, in the children. That's why we consider them in the beauty. Since we didn't have enough food, you know, when we saw people who are a little bit, you know, rounded, in a good shape, then we thought, you know, that they are from in a good family, rich family. That's why it became the standard of beauty. But generally speaking, we like in the graceful moments. But what about in Western countries? They like to have a very shallow, you know, face with the clear the jawbone and the very high, you know, the very strong jawbone and a nose. But countries have different standards of beauty. But let me show you a very unique standards of beauty. Well, I believe you watch them in the TV documentaries. Let me show you two of them. There is a very unique standard of beauty. In South East Asia, or in part of Africa, people find long neck lady beautiful. The long neck determines their position, their richness and beauty. To make that long, from the age of 5, they put bronze ring and increase the number. However, some ladies got paralyzed due to too many bronze rings. But they think lady with a long neck is beautiful. Now what about foot binding? I believe you know this. Well, I mean, there are many countries with that, you know, standard. But in China, there was a tradition of foot binding. In the past China, they thought ladies with the small foot are the beauty. When the girl becomes, you know, 3 or 5 years old, they start, you know, foot binding, except toe. First toe, they bind 4 toes to the sole and bind it and make them work for about a year or two. And then the foot bones become weak and the foot bones got fixated and do not grow up. So it takes about 3 to 4 years. And due to this foot binding, you know, ladies have to be very patient because they have to, endure the pain, right? But people thought the patient woman is the standard of the beauty. So the foot binding became the mean and standard of the beauty and the personality. So as you can see, many different countries show different kinds, different standards of beauty. As I was researching, I read reports in Korea. There is no difference in Korea nowadays. Korean ladies got plastic surgery. They cut their jawbones to be beautiful. So when I thought about that, the plastic surgery is no different from foot binding. So we are no different. In the Lord and in God, once we come into spirit and Holy Spirit, you will look younger. Well, I look at the picture of Dr. Gerald Lee, our shepherd, and then his wife. She looks so young. She's pretty. She looks like a girl. That's what I thought. I'm not saying this not because she's my mother, but she looked young on the picture. So when people say, no way, when I say, Mrs. Bong Lee is at the age of 70. But if you depend, if you live by the word of God and obey God, just as Mrs. Bong Lee looks young, and you can become younger. So don't depend on medical science, but by the power of God, you can look younger, okay? By the power of God. In history of China, there was a lady called Yang Guibi, right? She is the four beauties. However, she weighed 79 kilograms with no eyelids. Back then, she was the beauty. But now it's different. Depending on the social trend, people have different standards of beauty. So there were frameworks change. About 40 or 50 years ago, we considered a healthy lady or the beautiful lady. But nowadays, well, think about, Miss Korea contest. Well, they say number one, truth, goodness, the beauty. That's the nickname of the number one, two, three, right? But we look at the sizes of the ladies. 36, 25, 36, 35, 24, 35. We put numbers on ladies. That's the standard of the beauty of these days. We say, ladies should be, slim to look beautiful. What about men? We apply different standards to people, men too. When we have a muscle, we considered, men look, beautiful. But nowadays, ladies like, men who are good at cooking. In the past, we considered men, we thought, men should not come to the kitchen. Without eating, without playing, without relationship, there will be nothing on TV. In the past, there were many documentaries about suffering and overcoming trials, but nowadays on TV, they are talking about only eating and playing and sleeping. The standard of the beauty for men are also different too. So frameworks or standards of beauty change according to age, according to country, according to their environment.
So
So people cannot become social when they try to find people only fit into their own frameworks. So as long as you have such a frameworks, your vessel, your heart vessel is not big enough. So far I told you about theories, thoughts, and frameworks. Now, then why do these block you from coming into spirit? Judas Iscariot followed Jesus for 3 years. However, he didn't know about him because Jesus was not fitting into his framework. He thought Jesus would become the king. And he thought he would enjoy, you know, fame and honor after Jesus became the king. However, Jesus would be crucified on the cross. Then Judas Iscariot betrayed his master. Those Pharisees, high priests, scribes, and elders, why did they crucify Jesus on the cross? Because Jesus didn't fit into their theory, their frameworks of knowledge and thoughts. In this Manmin, we see angels, prophets, and we experience signs and wonders. As testified by the power handkerchief, many people are healed. Many works of God that cannot be understood by man's thought, theory, are taking place. After I came back from handkerchief prayer meeting, a parish member introduced the handkerchief prayer meeting to her husband. This kind of healing works took place. And the husband said, I cannot believe it. And I said, I cannot believe him either. I cannot believe it either because this is not something I can do. I was an instrument. But the power of the shepherd, people were healed. So I was amazed. There are many things by the power of God and the shepherd taking place in the church. Such things are taking place in this Manmin. Then, people should think, what's the reason the works of God is taking place in this Manmin? They have to think like this. However, they say this church is, you know, heretic. Just because the works of God is taking place, they judge and condemn this church according to their frameworks. If they had even a bit of goodness, they would think, why is the work of God taking place in that church? How could I make that work of God take place in my church and lead many souls to heaven? If they change their frameworks into these frameworks of goodness, then they'll try to just learn. That's goodness, right? However, since this church is outside their frameworks, they judge and condemn this church. So, naturally, they blaspheme the Holy Spirit and stand against God. So depending on what kind of frameworks, thoughts, and theories, knowledge, you may have some fixated thought and theories.
세상에서는 그것이 진리인지 알고 입력했지만
People thought what the knowledge they got is the truth. However, most of the knowledge that earned from the world are untruth. It belongs to flesh. The word of God is, only the word of God is the truth. However, people with the knowledge of flesh convey that to other people. So people are taught by those in untruth. They have knowledge, they have such knowledge as untruth. So this kind of knowledge of untruth, frameworks, thoughts, will stop you from obeying the word of God and coming into spirit. They become obstacles as you obey the truth. There are different kinds of thoughts, as you know. Fleshly thoughts and spiritual thoughts. Whether you use knowledge of truth or knowledge of untruth, you may have spiritual thought and or fleshly thought. If you use the knowledge of truth, it can become spiritual thought. But if you use knowledge of untruth, it will become fleshly thought. Untruth violates and stands against the truth. All kinds of unrighteousness, lawlessness, sin, evil, darkness, and flesh, they're all untruth. When this untruth is utilized, it becomes fleshly thought. Even if you have much knowledge, if that knowledge is against the word of God and truth, it's all useless. To the extent you cultivate the untruth in your heart and come into spirit, the Holy Spirit will utilize the truth in your heart and spiritual thought will come out. The Holy Spirit is in our heart and our heart becomes the holy sanctuary. And Holy Spirit governs my spirit and helps us to think in spirit. In other words, utilizing a spiritual thought. Depending on whether you have fleshly thought or spiritual thought to you, God, you may become either man of spirit or man of flesh. Satan works through fleshly thought comes to your mind through Satan's work. When there are many people of spirit, they don't easily, point. They always try to find whether there is anything against the will of God when you are sick. Depending on whether you have, fleshly thought or spiritual thought, when you got sick, you may think of different cause. Right? If you have fleshly thought, Satan utilizes this fleshly thought. Holy Spirit works in your heart, but Satan works through the fleshly thought. As long as you have fleshly thought, Satan can work through it. Romans 8:7 says, because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. The fleshly thought will stop you from obeying the word of God. For example, you learned in the world that you have to revenge, but God says you should love even the enemies. God says you have to put right cheek to the one who hits you on the left cheek. As you grow up, you learn from your parents that when you were hit by your friend, your parents said, why are you hit? When you were hit, you have to hit it back. You learned it. Now, when God says you have to turn the right cheek, when you're hit on your left cheek, then you can understand this. Well, I learned that I have to hit back, and that's how I live my life. How can I turn the other cheek also? You may object it. You cannot easily accept the word of truth because you have this kind of, fleshly knowledge. Until you get rid of untruth, you use fleshly thought to take revenge, so you cannot obey the word of God. There are many novels. When their parents got killed when they were young, as they grew up, they tried to take revenge. Eventually, they find enemy and take revenge. And that's their goodness. If they run away, if they don't take revenge, they become coward. But what does God say? He says, love your enemies. In the world, take revenge is a must. However, it is absolutely against the word of God. So if you try to fit things of the world into your frameworks, the word of God especially cannot fit. You cannot love your enemy. You have to take revenge. When you're told to love your enemy, you cannot even forgive. So how can you love? Until you, I mean, there was a movie. Children were killed. And the pastor said to the parent to love your enemy. And the mother said, whose children got killed, how can I love even when I cannot even forgive? So as long as you have in a fleshly knowledge and frameworks, you cannot accept the word of God. Since you cannot obey the word of God, you have to completely break yourself. Just as Apostle Paul said, you have to die daily to completely break these frameworks in yourself. You have to put on Christ. You have to live only by the truth. When you grow up in the truth like that, can you obey the word of God? Say, can you understand? When people say a man can walk on the surface of the water, it's impossible. Can people obey? When God says, walk on the water, unless they completely erase their fleshly thought, they cannot walk on the water. But what about Peter? When Lord commanded him to walk on the surface of the water, just as he desired, he could walk on the water. Soon, fleshly thought sneaked into him when there was a wind, the wave. Soon, he sank into the water. When he had a fleshly thought, the spiritual space was broken. So, frameworks from untruth, if you don't break it, you can experience the spiritual world. Think about rainbows. People say, when moisture in the air reflects the sun ray, it can turn into rainbow. So, moisture is mandatory for rainbow. So people say, rainbow appears only after rain. And we learned it while we grew up. And that became our theory, to have rainbow after rain. However, Mormon people believe rainbow can show up without rain. But how the worldly people react to it? Regardless of rain, you can watch rainbow in the morning, night, in the evening, on the sky. Circular rainbow, countless times. Seasons? Rain? Clouds? Regardless, we have watched the rainbows. Circular rainbows, linear rainbows, all glory be to God. Circular rainbows, linear rainbows, twin rainbows, triple rainbows, all kinds of different shapes of rainbows, a ring-shaped rainbow. Let's watch. Ring-shaped rainbow, K-shaped rainbow,
we have
seeing rainbows are against the worldly theory. It was by the work of God. We experienced them a lot.
육적인 이론과 하나님 안에서의 이론은 전혀 맞지 않습니다.
When God is with us, there is nothing impossible. We can see something can be created from nothing. If God works, we can see a rainbow anytime, even though there is no rain. However, those with fleshly knowledge and theory cannot accept the work of God with their knowledge and theories. So they cannot obey the word of God. With spiritual thought, people don't receive the work of Satan. But by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they convey the spiritual thought and they obey the spiritual thought. Otherwise, fleshly thought makes people receive the work of Satan before people listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The fleshly thought works as a gate, the main gate, and the heart is like a room. To enter the room, you have to pass the gate. To meet a host inside the room, you have to pass the gate. The gate is like soul. Since soul uses fleshly thought, unless you pass this soul, you cannot look into the room, the heart. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. As long as you have them, you may receive the work of Satan. You have to open the gate of heaven to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit who resides in your room, the heart. To the extent you obey His word, you can receive God's love. To the extent you obey the word of God, untruth will go away, evil will be erased, the Holy Spirit will reside in your heart, and you will make obedience to the word of Spirit. To the extent you obey, you will become one with Father God's will and thoughts, and the works of God can take place. I hope you can become true children as you break and destroy your fleshly thoughts. Many people cannot make progress because of this fleshly thought. Many people cannot depend on Father God, cannot obey God because of this fleshly thought. Because of this fleshly thought, you cannot enter spirit. I hope you will completely break them. Let me conclude this message. This is the first part of discovering oneself. I told you about the definition about frameworks, knowledge, theory, and thoughts. And I gave you the examples of frameworks. Three, how these theories and frameworks can stop you from growing in spirit. So I told you about the definitions of the word. And next time, I'm going to testify to the frameworks in your everyday life. I hope that you may discover your frameworks that will stop you from obeying the will of God and coming into spirit and spirit after you stand on the rock. Let's think of the message and pray together. Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN TV and branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, skin diseases, all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no burn scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits. And all forces of darkness, loosen the bonds of wickedness. Go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the strength to cast off sin and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, your family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say with their lips, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify with their lips like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.